Chapter 5, Running the Race. Running the Race will take you through how I was able to incorporate some, if not all, of these principles I have shared with you earlier into running my first half marathon. I am not a runner and have never thought of myself as one. Growing up, I struggled with my weight a lot. I was always on some sort of diet, always jogged and walked briskly here and there, but it was mainly for weight loss purposes. For some reason, I started talking about my desire to run a marathon in 2006. The desire came to me, and each time I procrastinated and always had an excuse for not participating. You get the picture? Can you relate to passing goals from 1 year to the next? It wasn't until my mentor, Darren Hardy, said to me, "A goal is merely a fantasy unless you have written it down." In January of 2013, I wrote down on my goal list for 2013, run a women's 5K in June of 2013, and run the Chicago Half Marathon in September of 2013. I looked at it every day. At the time, it looked very bleak. I had written it down and pasted it on my wall, and everyone saw it. Because of this, I could not turn back. Back in 2006, when I had that burning desire to run the marathon, I never thought about doing the half marathon. I only thought about the full marathon of 26 miles, and that seemed difficult to achieve. It was not until the compound effect got introduced into my life when I realized that, well, I can build upon it by starting with the half marathon, which was 13.1 miles. So the plan was for me to run the 5K and build upon it to run the 13.1 miles. And I also decided that since this was my first marathon, I was not going to be a superhero. I was okay just finishing the race with a run/walk combination. See, in the past, I was so concerned that I had to prove my macho powers by running the whole course, but again, the enlightenment of the compound effect helped me understand that in life you cannot do things at your own pace. The important thing is finishing the race. So I registered for the 5K, and before I knew it, June was here. I ended up not running the 5K because eventually that date coincided with a training program that I really needed. Normally, a person would have given up and said, well, I missed the first goal, so oh well. But I was determined because, as the saying goes, it is not how many times you fall, but it's how many times you get back up and move on. I started asking and researching running groups and could not find any. This was indeed a roadblock, and there were many times I felt like giving up. But the fact that I had written it down made me push on. So the training began on my own. Some days I ran and some days I didn't. In the middle of the summer, it took me an entire month to get back to my running schedule, and there were just 8 weeks until the race. Finally, I walked into a sports shop one day to pick up new running shoes, and I happened to meet a personal trainer who led a running group. Wow, I had found yet another mentor. I so needed a mentor at that point, as I was so lost and had no clue what I was doing. 8 weeks to my race. Was I too late to build up stamina for the race, or could I still succeed? I remember a few weeks prior, I had met an old friend who was a runner and who had happened to be running the same race. When I told him the longest run I had done so far was 2 miles, he chuckled at me in a way that meant, girl, you need to forget this because you can't make it. I said to him, I'm going to run the race and I will finish it. This is an example of an affirmation I had to give to myself every day. Lucky for me, I found the right coach. He embodied everything a mentor should be. He told me he believed in me, he would help me, and he knew I could do it. Exactly what I needed to hear. He put together an 8-week training program for me. When I saw the training program, I was shocked. I needed to train for a 13-mile race. He put me on a program that required me to do 2 days of short runs, 1 day of a long run, 2 days of 30-minute workouts and 2 days of rest. That was how my seven-day week was designed. But the irony about the short runs was that it was very short. 45 minutes of running for 2 minutes and then walking for three. I had to do the same routine on my long run. The minute I saw the program, I thought to myself, does this guy know what he's doing? I need to build for longer runs. Is he joking? I would never finish the race at this rate. I picked up the phone and questioned the program professionally, of course. And he said, trust me, Lavina. I know what I am doing. Follow the schedule and the rest will follow. Here is the reality of what he was doing for me. The principle of the compound effect was being applied in my training program and I had not realized it. I only saw it after the first week of my training, but the lesson here is I sought out a mentor and he was going to take me through this journey. The running group alone allowed me to be in an award-winning environment. This environment allowed all of us to share our fears, our failures, and our success stories. This alone was what I needed as everyone in my current circle was not running a marathon. So no one could advise me nor share in my thoughts and feelings. Additionally, I received weekly inspirational emails from my coach and I knew I had done the right thing to invest in myself with this training program.